With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have some exciting news. I've started seeing someone. She is a therapist. It is court mandated. I am mentally unstable. I heard you got a nigga, but you don't want to be with him. Nah, you don't. And if he fucking your mood up, you don't gotta lay with him. Fuck that. No more. Why them bad ones always find a waste of time? Understand it and tell me why the white niggas always be the first in line.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast, bringing you the best in pop culture and entertainment. My name is Papa Menno. I'm your host. You can find me on Instagram at pops.culture or on Twitter at Papa O Menno. As always, I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Gabe Eppard.
Yo.
Gabe.
What's up?
How are you doing today?
Does that count as me cutting you off?
It does. Rookie mistake, but I mean, it is what it is.
It's a senior citizen mistake at this point.
Yo, your thing's at zero, just so you
know. My thing at zero, what? Oh, like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, okay. Oh, one sec. It's not recording or whatever, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, it's not uploading.
Okay,
yeah,
hold
yeah.
on one.
All right, it's at 50, so I think it's doing its thing.
Are we starting over?
No, just roll okay. with it. This is the intro.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, on brand. Yeah, what do you even ask me? Things, how are things? Things are good. It's hella nice right now. And I actually got out lately. I've just been sitting inside trying to figure out my life. But this week's been super productive. I'm in a good mood. I came early. I've literally never been early.
Yeah, honestly, I was so here's the thing though. I was on another tab just like listening to some music or whatever, and then I just hear this guy being like, yo. I'm like, what the hell is that sound? Because you're never on time. You literally
I've
came
never
like
been, yeah.
5 minutes before we, yeah, 5 minutes before we started recording.
Yeah, I was like, I was there even before. I was actually at like 10 minutes, but yeah, no, so I was like, oh, and I woke up hella early today and got a bunch of stuff done. I had a meeting, which went pretty well, too, as well. So things are good. It's hella nice. And then I just went for, like, right before I came, we started recording. I went for a drive. Like, I just was like, you know, it's nice out. I put the sunroof up, windows, did, like, a little drive right on the ocean and stuff and chilled for a bit. So feeling good, feeling great.
What song were you listening to?
What do I have on the... Oh, I was listening to... What was it called? In the UK, the NL Choppa song. It's new. You know NLE Choppa?
I have no idea. I know who NLE Choppa is. I just don't know what song that is. Though.
It's in the UK, and it's like a drill beat. And he goes super hard on it, too. And then I found...
Is he still on his positive wave?
Yeah, he's still on his positive wave.
So, like, he's not cursing or anything like that?
No, he's definitely cursing, but the video, like, I don't know, you can tell. He's, like, in this, like, vegan, like, just all these weird ideas about life, and just like, okay. But anyways, his energy is dope on that. And then I found this new artist who's, like, reminds me of early Post Malone, kind of that, like, jazz rock sound, but also, like, hip-hop lyrics type thing. And he's really dope. I've been listening to it. It's called Wiley from Atlanta, and that's been my tune. His album's been my tune right now. So check that out if you guys got a chance. And yeah, beyond that, I had something. Oh, shout out to, I told a friend, hooked me up. So shout out to Tiona. Oh no, said her name wrong. But
is it Tiona?
Tio. Oh no, I can't tell her that we did this now. So,
how do you spell it though?
T-Y-O-N-N-A. I always say her name, like we were in school together and stuff too. I don't know why I said it so weird.
Tiana, Tiona.
Tiona. But you know when, like, I don't really use people's names once I get to know them. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, what? Is that weird?
No, keep going.
You know what I mean? So
that's just so on brand for yeah. Something like
that. And I'm so, like, I can remember anything about you that you tell me. Like, I had a wedding. Oh, shout out to Agatha too. I went to her wedding. She, what was it? It's so funny. I was late. Obviously, I was the last person there. And it's at this, like, nice, bougie, like, kind of, you know, like, golf course, whatever, nice thing. Yeah. And I'm late, and they're getting ready to walk down the aisle. And I come, like, sprinting through the front door. And then Agatha's screaming at me. And then Jason, like, her fiance, like, chases me down too. And I thought he was gonna yell at me. He's like, no, good to see you. He's like, just go get a seat, like, we're coming down the aisle at 30 seconds. So I go around the whole house, run to get a seat. There's only one seat open, and I sit beside these three girls that I don't know. And I'm like, I look over to them after, I'm like, hey, like, my name's Gabe. And they're like, yeah, we know. Like, she's like, Agatha was like, literally had like a plan for you in case you fucked up the wedding. And I was like, yeah, I literally before it's 7.
Yo.
Like, yeah. Which is the second person who did this. And obviously I almost literally ran through the, what do you call it when you walk down the aisle? Like, I was like, I had to go. I was like, oh, this will look bad. So I had to sprint around the house and like get on the seat on the outside. Everyone kind of turns at me. And then, yeah, and then they're just like, yeah, they're like, yeah, Agatha said you were going to be late and also make a scene. I was like, okay, you're not wrong. But, and then also that was awesome. And, yo, I'm 2 for 2 at, like, weddings and, like, crying. Like, I got so worked up because they're fiancé. Boy.
No, keep going. I'm just listening to the stories.
And it was just like, I don't know, like, he's super nice. I've known him for, like, 3 years or whatever. And then Agatha, like, she's like one of my best friends since I was like 22, and she was a wild child, and I never like imagined her getting married and that too. So I was like, yo, this is weird. Like, obviously we're so close. And then the last wedding was like my childhood friend, one of the first people I met in Canada when I was like 13. And both times I was like, you know what, a happy cry though, I've never had a happy cry in my life until this year. So I was like, this thing feels good. Like, I'm gonna try and do it more, because, like, you know, have you had a happy cry?
No. So the thing is, I haven't really cried since I was like 13. Yeah. Like, whether it be happy or sad, I haven't really cried. I've had tears come out a little bit, but I haven't actually like broken down. Because I remember when I was younger, I used to cry quite a bit, and like, I know that feeling where like your body's just like completely letting it out. So then I think after a while, like, I guess they'd call it toxic masculinity, but I would just call it like my brothers being like, okay, you gotta like, toughen up or whatever. And then like that kind of stopped me from crying. So I haven't cried, but funny enough that you mentioned this happy cry, because I watched Top Gun last week.
Okay.
And I actually came close to tears a couple times during the movie. So I was like, oh shit, this is weird.
You don't have enough time. Dog, like, I'm out here like my like best friend that I never imagined this, and this nigga sees Tom Cruise. It was like,
dude, the movie was actually so good, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, but it's like also American.
It almost brought me to tears a couple times. I'm not gonna lie.
Propaganda. This guy's like, oh my god, like the flag and the U.S. Army is just like so beautiful. Like, I can't keep it together. Bring on Tom Cruise and the U.S. Navy, and just, oh my god, that's. You haven't cried in fucking 15 years, and then your first time you always come to it is goddamn Tom Cruise movie. Holy shit. And Top Gun too. Wow. Okay, we don't even have enough time for me to go up about that. But so, okay, so I never cried even when I was younger. Like, everyone would be like, since I was like 7 or 8, I just stopped crying all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, I had some terrible injuries in like football, and like my career ended like on a whatever, and I still like couldn't cry. But then after, because I got like back concussions, right, and just like throws you off, and I did like the biggest sob cry when I was like 25. And it was like the first time I cried since I literally was like nine, probably.
Yeah.
And I'm just sobbing. But I noticed I bounce back so much quicker once you get it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, once you have your system,
I've had way worse situations, but I didn't like sob and cry. And it just holds on to me for so long. But like, I cry all the time now just because like after that one time was so euphoric and it helped. So I'm like, I don't give a fuck. So I find it actually does help, but I never cried at all. And now I'm like, I try to get in like 5 to 6 cries a year at minimum. So like, yeah, but happy cries are just different level. It's like MDMA. But yeah, and that's my life. So shout out to both those wonderful ladies in my life. I'm happy for you and thank you.
Did you happen to find anyone at the wedding?
At what? Well, like, oh, like the a wheel thing?
Yeah, like, because you came so. Also, why did you? Here's another question though. Why'd you come late? Because isn't that more pressure on you? Like, I would feel like the last thing I want to do is come late, especially for someone like. Because you always talk about having anxiety and all that. So, like, I feel like coming late would be the last thing I want to do because of all the eyes and pressure of everyone, like, being like, oh, this is the guy who's here to, like...
So, but, like, that comforts me. Like, if I was there, like, 30 minutes early making small talk, I'd be, like, ugh, anxious and weirded out. But, like, that whole... Like, I can handle chaos. I am chaos. So, like, coming in there, then when the wedding, that part's over... I have stuff to talk about and make jokes and be like, oh yeah, it's Gabe. Like I did come late. Ha ha. We have laughs. I do the same joke with like five different, like it literally like, I prefer chaos. Like it just, it's like natural and way more comfortable for me. Cause yeah, I didn't know a lot of people there. Like we have same friends, but like not close enough to go to a wedding. So it was like, but yeah. And, yeah, but like it literally can't, like that type of thing. It's like, that's how I'm used to handling everything too, like late and flustered. So just like my natural like energy too. So I'm like, and it was better because I've gone to weddings on time. I was like, oh, now I've got something to talk about and whatever. But as for, no, also too, because I got in that mode at first too, like to hit on a girl or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to, like, I'm just going to drink, get drunk, be like goofy. And because I eyed on one girl, like, when I first got there and I was like, you know what, fuck, like you're in your 30s now, man. Like, you don't have to pick up a girl and that, because I caught myself going in zone on this girl and like, and she started like laughing on me and put her hand on like my arm and stuff. It was like game over. But then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna enjoy this thing. I'm not gonna possibly mess up whatever, like by sleeping with her, one of her best friends or something. Or if my like hitting on her goes bad, then I'm that guy. So I did that, and it actually, I was really happy with the choice, because the next day I was like, I didn't even think that girl's that attractive or anything, but I was just like, oh. So I was like, no, it's like, that's what, it's a whole good vibe. And like, I got drunk, but I was like left semi early, and I got up in the morning and did shit too. So it was a good time. And then not being hella hungover is a nice feeling too. So it's rare, but it happened. So yeah, I had a lot going the last like 7 days.
That's why I'm all about day drinking now, because you can get drunk, have a nice time during the day whilst the sun is up, and then you can get home by 8, 9, 10 at the latest and still have a productive sleep when you go to bed and not feel fucked up.
If I day drink though, then I crash at like 8 for 2 hours. So I wake up and then I'm hungover at the same time I drank. So that's why I don't like day drinking. Like, and I get so tired if I day drink. Like,
yeah, but when do you start day drinking though? Because if you start at like 12 or 1, then yeah, you're kind of,
yeah,
it's cutting it. Then I can see you passing out at like 7 or 8 and then waking up later. But if you start at 3, 4 time,
yeah, three,
that's like the perfect time. Because
nice time, like, or a 3 to 4, 5
is not bad either.
You know, you don't have to rush it either. You throw a couple nightcaps at like 6 or 7 and you're Gucci too. But
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That has to be like responsible. Like, if I'm day drinking, then most likely my friends are bringing drugs and like I get caught up in the moment. And so I don't do that. And then I like stumble like into my friend's place and fall asleep for an hour and then wake up and it feels so gross. So I just can't, like, I don't have enough discipline for that. But I hear you.
Yeah. And I also knew that this wedding kind of hit you a certain way because, yo, right after, this man was instantly on his Instagram throwing up thirst traps. Like, you had a bunch of topless photos. So I was like, I know this wedding definitely influenced you somehow.
I didn't have topless ones. I just had, like, I didn't put up tops. I just...
Dude, you had your shirt off. That's topless, my guy.
Oh, the workout one. I had the morning work. Yeah, I was feeling good, bro. I went to the wedding, and then I was like, you know, people were like, oh, he's funny. And Agatha finally admitted that.
Do you secretly want to get married, though?
What do you mean secretly? Like, hell yeah.
Has this changed your mind? Oh, okay.
Bro, like, I've never been, like, the last, like, okay, well, my last breakup made me realize, like, fuck, because we were, like, planning to have, like, kids and stuff like that. And I was like, obviously, the relationship didn't work out, but it doesn't change, like, how I want it. But I also don't want to be old. This is the only thing. I don't want to be old with my kids. Like, when he's 20, I want to be able to, like, you know, like, I want to be able to go, like, take him to the gym and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want...
Yeah, I mean, you still got time, like...
To a degree, but when he, like, I don't know. I obviously envision him, like, in, like, playing college football and stuff. So if I have him at 38, 40, I call other people's kids it. My kid's fine, but like, even like a six, like, even if I'm in shape 60, like, I just want, and I assume I'll be like divorced by then as well, so like, when I'm taking his senior high school games up, like, I want to hit on the other single moms and shit, so I don't want to be like 65 with a cane.
I don't think you get a cane at 65.
No, I know, though. But well, it depends how you take it.
It depends on what,
please.
Exactly. Because I feel like men, especially too, like, are not our primes, but as like our physicality, we can still go pretty long. Like, I've seen a lot of videos recently where there's like these 50-year-old dudes who are still well in shape.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, good care, my dad's turning 60, and people like think he's like 40.
Yeah, your dad does not look 60. Yeah, I was gonna say your dad does not look anywhere near 60.
Like,
so
in a couple months, and I was like, people have literally asked us like if we're brothers and shit at times. So. But yeah, I don't know. The younger, the better. But obviously, I don't want to.
Yeah, for sure. I feel you.
Stuff, so yeah,
because I have the same thing too. I don't want to have my kid too late, where when he's in school and wants to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I still want to be able to like participate and like help him out with some.
I'm probably
gonna
die at like 70, 72. So I want to see him go like 70 is the oldest. I refuse to live. I don't have a retirement plan. I will never. So I'm gonna walk.
Really,
yeah, eh? I've already decided this. Like,
man, I'm trying to be here till at least 90 something. I want to be like,
I'm gonna live my best life. I'm not gonna save for retirement. I'm gonna fucking hit it up, and then as soon as I can't take care of myself, I'm walking in front of a train. If it like that, I've fully set on this plan now. I've been thinking about that too. I was like, no retirement. Like, I'm not, because the worst is, imagine you work your whole ass life. And you retire at like 58, 50, like you can even get that early retirement. And then you die a couple of years after and you didn't do anything for those 20 years. You know what I mean? Like, and then you don't even get to enjoy your retirement, which happens so much. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I'd rather have 20, 30 amazing years than like 40, like, years, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I want to see 92, though. I mean, not 92, but like, I want to make it till 2092.
Yeah, but real, like the lifestyle, be, like, I'm cool. Going to live it, like, I'll be 50 doing, like, blow, so let's be realistic.
Honestly, that's what I'm thinking, though. When I'm, like, 70, 80, I'll probably start doing some harder drugs.
Yeah, right?
Because I'm like, why not? Like, you're already there.
Like, why wouldn't I get some, like, prescribed morphine and just take it every day and float? Like,
yeah. You know, speaking of, there's actually I think Toronto has one of those psilocybin stores.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I saw one walking on my walk recently. I never knew that they'd opened up here. I thought it was just weed, but you can apparently get like microdoses.
Yeah,
thing.
Oh.
I'm going to try that.
Yo, I bought some this morning. Didn't take them yet.
What does it do? Just like what it makes
it's
you
just,
feel?
Yeah, it's like
calm or something?
Yeah,
shit,
it's like if you take like the prescribed amount, you can't even like feel it. It's just like a little pep.
Just puts
it's like coffee, but and then also like you just get a bit more I like it because weed gets me like I'm kind of like slow and don't know what's going on. Like you have that high feeling, but you know, like where you're just like smiling and like laughing like an idiot and you can't really comprehend.
Yeah.
I don't get that with this. Like, so I get the same nice like buzz, but I don't like I can keep up. Like I can go to work. Like I worked all the time on that like slight buzz, you know what I mean? I literally went and just bought a bunch this morning too. But yeah, I don't know. It's super dope. I mean, all this stuff, like, why can't they just all make it legal now? Because they're gonna do it anyway soon. It's just so dumb that, you know what I mean? Just legalize everything.
We should, at this point. You know, it's gonna take time because a lot of people have. There's still a whole generation or two generations ahead of us that are very.
We have full on mushroom stores here though. Like you can get mushroom coke.
Yeah, and, I remember. Yeah, I remember walking down. Some of the streets and being like, yo, what the hell? Like, you could literally just grab
mushroom brownies, mushroom candy and stuff. It was wild. I was like, oh man, if this was around when I was 20, I'd be a mushroom addict.
Game over. Yeah.
All right, longest intro.
All right, let's get. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a long ass intro. So let's get the show on the road because we do have quite a bit to talk about. This is episode 137 of the Pops Culture Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, if you could do us a huge favor, continue to like, rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast. Really helps us grow. You can find us on all major streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Reasons FM, and now iHeartRadio. The first story we're going to start with, actually, though, is Instagram and Mark Zuckerberg's new update to Instagram, which is Instagram Notes. Mm-hmm. Essentially, this is tweets or status updates for Instagram. And when I opened up the app to look at this, I was immediately disgusted by where we're going with this. This is too far. This is too much. This is just too much. Like, Instagram is already a lot with the stories, the advertisements, the shitty algorithm that we have to deal with. And now adding this other feature is just making it way too much. Like, they've already stolen enough from other companies, like the Reels from TikTok and trying to be like TikTok. And then changing up their whole format on how they do their posts, their Reels and the stories and all that. So like, that's already been huge, drastic changes. And I know, like, a lot of times change is like, it's often met with negativity because we're just not used to change. So we don't usually like it. We're comfortable with the things that we know about, but I generally think that this is not a good idea just in general, because it's useless. Like, everyone's just going to devolve. And I've already seen it. People are just going to devolve into using it as promotional tools. Yeah. So they're just going to tell you about shit that you already know about, or you don't even care about and you don't want to see. So it's going to promote all their shit there that you don't really want to see. And then second, it's going to be a lot of fake positivity, which I've also seen as well, too.
Workout today. Like, come on now.
Yeah. Oh, have a good day. Or like posting hugs and shit.
Redoing it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's my problem. This makes it more like Facebook, which is what I don't like about Facebook. Like, there's a reason why I don't like Facebook. And that's why I'm on Instagram mostly. And this is making it more like Facebook, which is something that I don't enjoy about it. And I think the worst aspect is the fact that you can hide them, but you have to do it individually. Yeah, like, you have to mute everyone individually. You can't turn off the feature, and it's very invasive because the DMs is probably one of the most engaging aspects of Instagram, at least for me. So the fact that I'm in my DMs constantly and now I have to see people's stupid thoughts or things I don't care about, it just pisses me off. Right. So I think this is a stupid ass addition.
Instagram is my main way of communication. Like, I don't really answer texts or use it too, so I have to go to IG DMs to like figure shit out. But I have a more no you know what here's the thing with me though I can like I agree with you on everything, but like these I actually like it, but it's leaning towards going to go bad. Like, Facebook started dying off when it just had too much shit on it, you know what I mean, too. And like, it just like overcrowded and that, and like, I feel like Instagram's getting close to that. And like, yeah, like you said, I don't want to start seeing those promotions and like some bullshit and stuff. But then, like, I actually didn't mind it. It's like, I would like some more characters, but like, I wish it wasn't where the DMs are. It was somewhere else. If I wanted to check them, I could check them. But like,
yeah, I would agree with that too.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually don't mind it. And if it was there at the very beginning of Instagram or anything, I would be like pro super on it. And I don't know. My feed is, I actually saw like a bunch of funny ones and stuff like that too. And then like, and you know me, like, I like to crack jokes. So I get to show my like personality a bit more over that too. So my first one was a hit too. I got like 10 DMs. You're so funny, Cape. I'm like, hey, what up, girl? I've been so long. We haven't talked in forever. So that.
Yeah. Mine kind of got that too. Yeah. So I know the more
action there and stuff too, but no, I agree. But like, so far it hasn't been too bad. And like, I kind of like having that voice and stuff too, but I totally understand the apprehensiveness, and like, it probably long-term is not a good thing. And I am starting to see those, useless stats and stuff, or like statuses and that. And it's just, but like, here's the thing too. I get mad at people because we've been through Facebook ones. Like, Facebook was funny when people were just sharing their bullshit on statuses. But then when it became like a professional tool or like whatever, as we got older, like, everyone was collectively annoyed with it. You know what I mean? So why are we making the same mistake? And you only have so many characters. So like, it's just like, throw some, I want to see like funny ones, or like, even if it's mundane, I don't mind it. But like, it's the promotion and advertisement and stuff. Girls are like, four nails for $5 or however the fuck that works.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bitch. Like, keep that to yourself.
And then there's other ones too where girls be like, sorry, and this is not to just rag on women, but I've definitely seen some women post like, oh, I'm craving chicken nuggets right now. Like, I don't, who gives a F about that?
I don't mind the mundane stuff. I just hate, like, I hate the brag or like workout today. Or the I hate promotion. That's what got me off Facebook, when I started getting those events all the time, and it was just like, niggas, you don't even know.
And they would tag you in them, like, you had nothing to do with it. They would just tag you in it, because obviously it pops up on your feed if they do it that way.
Like, the events were dope when I was like in like 2010, because I'd make like a funny birthday one and we'd all like do, but once it's like promoters got their hands on it and everything, like, same with the statuses, like, people just, no one was make like, they, you know, we went to class and they're like, you can't make like ridiculous statuses, like, you have to be like, so people are just like updating the game, like, go Raptors, and you're just like, fuck, man, like, I don't care about that. So yeah, like, I like it right now, but I think it is gonna be more of a negative effect. But if people could, if society was decent, I think it's a good addition, but it's not. So
yeah, there's two things as well too. I don't like how they last for 24 hours. I feel like it'd be better if it was like a 12-hour thing,
because
I get the stories lasting for 24 hours because the story is visual and there's more to interact with there, but I don't need to see someone's note there for 24 hours. Like, that's got to be a shorter amount of period of time. And what was the other thing? Oh yeah, the other thing was that, like you said, if it was on another page where I can go check them and not in my DMs, I think it'd be more cool with that. Like, that'd be fine with that as well too. It wouldn't piss me off that way, because then I know, like, I could at least avoid it and like not have to look at it, or I could just check in from time to time to see it. But when it's in the DMs, like I said, where it's somewhere I use quite often, that's where I don't like it, because like, I'm there to discuss things with certain people. I'm not there to see other people's notes and whatever BS they want to leave. But there definitely was some funny ones. Like, I definitely laughed at some of the people's statuses who've had it, because a lot of people have this like MSN vibe with it, which I can kind of see as well too.
Yeah.
So some of the statuses that people have been putting up have been pretty jokes.
Even if it's a lame joke about it, I'm like, okay, at least we're like acknowledging it's ridiculous and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I was cool with that. That's why it was like, it was kind of funny. And I love the additional, you know, I, like we just said, like, I love the chaos. So when it first dropped the first day, and everyone's like, what the fuck?
And everyone was just,
like,
what the fuck is this? That was mine.
Like,
yeah.
You just made one, though. Like, you're complaining, but you just made one. And the status is like, I don't like this. It's like, well, you could have fucking kept that to yourself.
But I did that as a way for other people to be like, when they see it, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is some bullshit. So they're going to fall in the same bandwagon. Because mine hasn't been that, like, since day one, it hasn't been that populated. There's been a couple people using it here and there.
Agreed.
But it's been rather tame. Like, I'd say out of the 800 people that I have on my Instagram, I only see 12 notes in there. So it's not anything too crazy at the moment.
Yeah, mine's not. I actually was surprised the first, like, I like the chaos, but I was surprised that not more people were using it. I feel like maybe, I don't know, but also, you know me, I have the, like, when I try to market or whatever, I love the shortcuts and the little deceivements and stuff. But so I know what people are going to start doing if they're smart. If you're advertising shit, delete, start, and write it again every hour, so it's at the top of the thing.
Yeah.
But, and obviously the fucking caveman promoter people haven't figured that out yet. But once they do, then that's going to be, that also will shut it down. Like, it should only allow you to, like, make one for, like, 12 hours.
Yeah, and see, that's where I'm at, because I don't know. See, I want to use it for that reason, like you just said. But at the same time, too, I don't want to be that dickhead that starts that whole domino effect and then everyone's using it and then I start getting pissed about it. So I don't know. Like, there's already been one person that I've muted from it because I'm just like, I don't want to read your statuses. I'm sorry.
And it does remind, I think lots of people got reminders. They're like, why the fuck am I following this person?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is this?
And that's the thing. Like, so, okay, here's the thing. On Twitter, I get it, because Twitter has a vibe. Like, there's a vibe to Twitter. The people who use Twitter, like there's a unwritten code of like how you tweet and like how we engage on Twitter and all
the
that.
Social media etiquette on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram, that etiquette's not the same. It's completely different. So when I see certain people's opinions on certain things, I'm like, this isn't the app where I want to engage in that type of like rhetoric. Yeah, yeah. At least not on this notes shit. So it's like, I don't want to see you promote this shit here or whatever.
For sure.
So.
And I told myself right away to never getting serious on it. No political, like, you know, on my story, I'll post like abortion stuff, but like, I'm not doing that for a status and like that. Like, as soon as I saw this, I was like, okay, this is just for jokes. Like, you're not gonna ever get into it on there as well. Yeah, honestly, too, though, I think one of the, like, Twitter's actually one that, like, so when it was the Wild Wild West, I loved it. And then I got off it for a while and just kind of sat there and then got it back into it again. But it's always been kind of the same. Like, yeah, they add some stuff, but it's so subtle. And that, and I think that, like, Twitter's become my favorite one again. And I think it's because, like, you know what I mean? It's still, Twitter's like, it's...
Yeah, none of their new additions overpower what the actual app is.
Yeah, like, so did you notice now they have an upvote one or a down, like, the,
yeah,
they some have of them
up,
have that.
They have an upvote and a downvote, yeah. And then they have, you can now dual tweet, too. You can tweet with someone else as well.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that, too. But, yeah, but with that, but it was so, like, subtle, I didn't even notice, you know what I mean? And they did it a trial run, so only some of them are getting it. I don't know how they decide that, but like not each tweet has that option yet, so they're testing it out and stuff. And like, that's what I was like, shout out to Twitter. Like, I realized, it's like, you know what, they're pretty, like, aside from the outlook changing a bit, it's pretty much like similar to how it was before.
Yeah, and I don't even think that feature is gonna
yeah I don't think
on,
it is
I haven't
too.
I haven't used it at all.
Used it once,
like, I've seen the option, but it's just like, I don't really
care, like, I'm not gonna
to judge someone else's tweet. If I don't like it, I just won't engage
yeah
with
exactly
it. I'll just like scroll
it's
off
just there,
like,
and stuff too.
So,
so
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I honestly actually enjoyed the first 2 days and stuff, but I definitely understand.
I don't think this is gonna last.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they'll try and keep it, but I don't think people are gonna use it that much.
That's the first bad look too. That, like, Facebook, when stuff started just never even getting used, that they add it. You know what I mean? Like, that's when it started to fall off too. Like, when they put in all these apps and people are just like, no, I'm not gonna ever use this. So it's a bit. I think it's like a risk, and I don't know what the world's gonna look like without Instagram if people stop using it. Like, do you think something else has to come and take its place, or can it just die out?
Yeah, I think someone else has to. I think something else has to, just because of the fact that Instagram's a huge moneymaker because there's so many influencers on there and stuff. So it's a huge business generator for a lot of people's businesses. It's great marketing. Like, there's no other app where you can market as well as you can on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, on Instagram. So I think that's the biggest draw about it. Whereas with Facebook, like, yeah, there was a period where you probably could have, but now because of the demographic, like, it's an older demographic now. The young people don't F with it. You can't, like, you aren't posting up nudies on Facebook because the demographic that rolls with it is, like, your parents or whatever. So you can't really do that. You can't get off your crazy statuses as well, too, because most of the people who mess with it are, like, your family as well, too. So Instagram is, like, you can have your own business there and, like, reach out to different people. So it's a whole different avenue. So I think something has to replace it in order for it to be taken away. And at the moment, I don't see another app being able to replace
Insta. Yeah, our brains are too, like, trained to drop it without having something else. Like, we couldn't leave Facebook until IG started really popping off either and stuff like
exactly
that too. So, and then TikTok is, like, obviously big, but it's too different.
TikTok's massive, but yeah, it's because it's video, it's just way too different from everything else because it's strictly video.
Yeah, and just, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely so. I always think about that. Like, I'm curious of just, like, how long are these apps going to act? Like, am I going to be using IG, like, 10 years from now type thing? Like, and it's whatever. On to the next one.
Well, yeah. Hunter Biden, living the dream. So Hunter Biden's phone got hacked and a bunch of his videos have leaked online. I can't remember which company or which site it had happened to leak on, but a bunch of his videos have leaked online, and it's just videos of him doing drugs and hanging out with tons of women. So obviously political Twitter has been in a bit of an uproar just because they've made the argument that if this was, you know, Trump Jr. who had his videos come out, it'd be a huge outrage on that front. Whereas because it's Biden's son this time, people aren't as outraged.
But
there are some people trying to, like, make it painted a certain way.
Hunter Biden doesn't work in the White House. Like Trump had his whole crew like in the White House working for them, official
yeah, that's
jobs.
True. He had his family in there.
Like,
yeah.
And what's his face? The Ivanka's husband apparently like got like $2 billion out of like some deal from the White House and stuff like that. Like how, like I yeah, the difference for me too. Obviously, that's still an issue. Like people are saying maybe he's getting blackmailed with stuff. You know what I mean? Like for Biden and that, but. I mean, what are you going to blackmail him with? Like, he's already out there smoking crack. Everyone's already seen it. I think he's just like, yeah, it's nepotism, and he probably gets business deals and shit, like, because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, well, there was the whole Ukraine thing as well, too, like Hunter Biden dealing with Ukraine or whatever and all that. So, I mean, that's
but
also popped
that
up, and that's
shit,
another
though?
Reason
like,
why.
Not, like, wasn't fucking...
Yeah, but it's still fishy as hell, though. Like,
I mean, I don't even think it really, like, if you just, like... using the name and whatever and doing it like the thing is like with Trump they're all had positions like they work for the White House like every person we know who's like high up they make deals off their name and brand and everything as long as like if it doesn't affect anything in America then who cares but like the Trump family literally like all had positions and like it fucking like what Donnie Jr. is coked out of his mind but he's on the clock like you know what I mean making fucking weird like Twitter videos and stuff, but he's on the White House staff and role and that. So for me, I don't think it's the same thing. And honestly, though, one of the things I've noticed that's what's annoying is Biden and those guys have tons of things you can criticize them on. But I feel like so many conservatives are so stupid that they just take what we said about Trump and apply that. You know what I mean? The dementia thing, that's close enough. Like, that is wild that they're both losing their marbles that way. But I feel like it's just, like, because they criticize the kids, like, they're locking on to, like, Hunter and stuff, and it's more, like, whatever. And there's other criticisms, too. And I feel like, let's be serious. Like, the majority of conservative people in America are fucking so stupid. They're worms for brains and that. So, like, if they just follow, like, oh, that's what they said about Trump, so let's say the same thing. And I'm like, you can develop true and natural criticisms of Trump, like, or of Biden. So let's do that, not fucking, like, you know, it's just them switching the words around and saying the same thing.
Yeah, so the controversy was that he made $11 million with a Ukrainian firm, and he was accused of bribery, and his work with a Chinese businessman was accusing him of fraud or whatever. So that's where, like, the Republicans are kind of coming up on it. But I actually think the funniest thing about this is just the videos itself, because it's literally, well, I saw a snapshot, like, basically a highlight reel of Hunter Biden with a bunch of women, some of them who look pretty damn good, and then him just living the life, you know, doing... whole bunch of blow, drinking,
but he's doing
partying
crack,
with them.
Though. That's the thing that threw me off. I was like,
yeah, that was
bro,
crazy too.
Like,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
a multimillionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing crack.
Dude, and he was arguing with one of the women about how much was owed. She was like, in the video, she was like, no, you owe me some of this. Like,
yeah.
This is only... It's only like 20 grand. He's like, no, I'm going to wait for you right now and prove to you that it's more than there's some shit like
well,
that.
You don't get rich by like, fucking penny pinch, or you get rich by penny pinching. So that makes sense. But that was the most, I was like, this nigga's doing crack, like from like, he's getting random, like Chinese crack too. Like all these countries don't even have like dope drugs. I'm like, bro, like you're rich. Like you could do blow every 20 minutes instead of crack.
Yeah.
And he's just like, the video, honestly though, that's why it's so funny because crack makes you like when you're makes you like fully think it makes sense to record you and do all this weird shit that makes sense in your mind, but it lasts for like 48 hours, you know what I mean? Whereas blow, like people like,
yeah.
So that's why you get to see like crackheads like, oh yeah, I'm gonna record myself and like let this happen. And just like, bro, if you just stuck to blow, like things would be way easier. So the funniest part was like, yeah, this fucking rich guy just actually just loves crack. And that too. So it was, yeah, I don't know. It was entertaining. I mean, I could care.
I mean, he looked like he was living the dream. So I don't really care about it, but I could see why some people would kind of bring up
sure.
whatever.
Like,
because it's the president's son. So, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong.
The greatest
we'd
look.
Be still criticizing Trump as fuck if even that was his kid. Like, it was the same situation. You know what I mean? If you just
yeah.
had a crack, like liberals
like
be going, yeah.
Out
like
kid.
Everyone's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
well, like we shouldn't make fun of substance abuse issues and stuff. I'm like, nah, yeah,
man,
you
get
would
the
not,
F out
yeah,
of here.
You would be saying the same shit if it was Trump. Like, I think they're way different degrees, but I'm not gonna sit here and act like fucking liberals are too classy to make fun of like drug addicts and stuff too. Like, I don't know. Like, I get it's just people are so dishonest with themselves. Like,
exactly, you also say that people just need to be real. Like, and if you exactly, if you're gonna be hypocritical, at least admit your hypocrisy about what you're gonna be hypocritical.
So I have this one. This is what I've been thinking about a lot lately too. Is like, you know, people are always like, oh, like it's just a difference of opinion, and there's like two sides. And usually when you say that, it means like there's equal value in both, but there isn't. Like, we can be saying you're on the other side. Like, I don't have to do a, like, I got you or I caught you or whatever. I'm like, my idea is simply better and smarter, so this is right and like you're wrong type thing. Instead of people are always like, oh, like it's just like against each other and they're just on different sides of things and that, and then people end up, yeah, they're so like out of touch with their own.
I think it depends on the thing, because there are some things where I could be like, okay, like both sides have valid points, so I could see that. I guess when I'm involved in it, like I might still think that I'm obviously still gonna think my position is the right position, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I see the other side as being completely wrong. I just think that my position is probably more right. But if I'm not involved with something and I can look at it objectively, that's where I'm more likely to be like, okay, I can see where both sides are coming from.
But okay, but there's arguments of like, even if you're like, which president do I like more or whatever, like it's kind of more subjective or whatever. Like it's the same thing like Kobe or LeBron type thing. But there's some things like, okay, this is where I like...
That are just objective. There are some things that are just objectively right.
My biggest thing
right.
in the States is there's like the crime statistics, right? Like, you know, they're just huge on prison and throwing people in jail. Like they have the most people, But like there's like millions of hours of studies and everything that go into being like less harsh punishment and rehabilitation works. Like they've been studying this for 30 years. You have no argument, like... besides like that's your feelings, like this person should whatever and that, and like I'm like this is right, like there's literally billions of hours on it, and it's like I'm like both sides aren't equal, like you know what I mean, like the overprisoning of America is almost objectively too fucked up. Like you're the most freedom country, but you'll throw people in prison for like traffic tickets and
for
stuff
profit.
And profit and stuff, so like you're wrong on that. That's the type of stuff I'm like, that person's wrong. But
okay, that I can agree with.
If it was something like, okay, if locking up people actually dropped crime stats, I'd be like, yeah, it's the stats are there. There's nothing I can say. But it shows that it doesn't actually help and stuff. So anyways, that was just in my head for a while. But yeah, it's just like, I know I'm hypocritical. I know I'm wrong, like at times. And it's just wild. We've talked about this before, that people just can't be like honest. Like, yeah, this is my opinion, so we'll have difference and stuff that too. And like, I know when I'm being hypocritical. Like, it's the same thing with like women. Yeah. Like, oh, you sleep with 30 guys? It's like, gross. Me? I'm like, high fives.
That's the double standard. But I think that one is a valid double standard.
Yeah, because girls
we're not
going to
get into
too.
Why, but...
they get away with...
Yeah, and we're not going to get into why, but... They're also the gatekeepers of like sex. Like it's a challenge.
I'm not gonna get into it. But this one thing, let me say.
I'm just gonna say it's more of a challenge for a man to be able to get it than it is for a woman.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's like subjective, but it's still like no one could deny that.
No, that's objective.
No, but okay, well, you know what I mean? There's no like stats on it. Like women get like I guess whatever.
There's no hard stat on it.
You can argue how much of an advantage it is or that's because they get that because of so many other shitty things, but like it's almost impossible to argue that that's not true. Nothing wrong with it. I love it. Like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
it means. But it's let's get real for a sec.
Yeah,
remember we're progressive.
Speaking of dishonesty, Ballsack Sports trolls ESPN once again. So David Jacoby and Kendrick Perkins both got sacked, which is the term that means that you took something from Ballsack Sports, which is a parody website, or sorry, a satirical Twitter account that posts fake quotes constantly to prove to the world that a lot of people are not going to do the due diligence to get the correct facts. And their whole model is just to prove that misinformation is so much easier to spread than it is to actually find the truth. And that's exactly what happened to ESPN. And this isn't the first time it's happened to ESPN. So recently
it's not even
what
the first
happened
time
was David
got ESPN. That's what the most embarrassing part.
Yeah.
Like it's that same account has got you more than once now.
Yeah. It's been, I think, three or four times they've legit like used the wrong information from Ballsack Sports. So on this occasion, it was David Jacoby and Kendrick Perkins, and they were just discussing John Morant's sit down with Taylor Rooks. So they had Taylor Rooks has an interview with Ja Morant coming out. I don't know if it's out now, but it is coming out soon. And they were discussing something about Jordan on it, but Ballsack Sports had created a fake quote saying that Ja Morant had said that if Jordan played in this era, he would just be another superstar, the same vein as, you know, Steph Curry, all the other superstars that are out there. Fuck. Steph Curry, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, et cetera, et cetera. He would just be one of those guys, like nothing too special or anything like that. So they ran with that quote and it said, and attributed it to Bleacher Report as well too. And it said that he had said that. So they ran a whole segment on it. And someone on Twitter had found it in a bodega store or some kind of superstore or whatever. And then he recorded the segment and then posted it online. And Taylor Rooks retweeted it saying, this is not true. This isn't real. This is what happened.
Wait, someone recorded what?
The segment between David Jacoby and Kendrick Perkins talking about the quote. Yeah, it was on TV. But,
oh, they put it on Twitter quick or something, you're saying?
Yeah, the one guy put on Twitter fast enough. And then Taylor Rooks retweeted saying, no, this isn't true. This needs to be corrected, blah, blah, blah. To which, credit to David Jacoby, he actually did apologize and say that they did take the wrong quote. But like I said before, this isn't the first time that ESPN has ran with the fake story. Stephen A. and Perkins have both done this as well too, multiple times. So I think this is Perkins' like second time doing it. Stephen A's definitely done it multiple times.
Skip's
as well
done
too.
It. I know Skip's done it too.
Yeah, Skip he had has the also done it as well.
One. I can't remember. It was something like super insane, and he like went with it. So it was funny.
Yeah, I know Perkins and Stephen A's was about what was it? It was about Kyrie beating someone in one on one or something like that, or beating Harden in one on one, and that's why he wanted to leave. Which is a funny ass story, but completely
the
off.
Harden one though that Skip did was someone making a like being like Harden refuses to come to camp and he admits he has like titties and he's overweight and some shit like that. Like it was like so facetious or whatever that like and it was like something about like his body and he's like apparently Harden came in and he has like boobies that he was lifting like and putting them in like A cups and stuff and you're just like okay this can't be possible but it was like a troll on Twitter but it was like detailed like. Copy pasta of like a ridiculous thing from like a story, you know, they make about sports. Like it was so obviously fake. And Skip's sitting there on fucking Part of the Take or whatever, and like being like, yeah, like Harden is like, yeah, he's got like too much, like, yeah, it was just over the
too
top.
Too much weight. It wasn't
just like he was overweight. It was like story about fucking too much like soy milk and now he's bitch titties or whatever. So it was super funny. But here's the thing. Jacoby said that, like, he was like, oh, like, shit, we fucked up, which is fair, whatever. ESPN's so fucked. But there's other journalists and writers being like, that's, like, super, like, fucked and stuff. Like, people are doing this on Twitter.
Yeah, Jason McIntyre came out,
Are you kidding me? Like, the bare goddamn minimum to do your job? Like, Stephen A. makes $10 million a fucking every 6 months, man. You can't have, like, pay someone to be like, every moron has to do so much work. To like not like they get fired for shit like that, and we make like $40,000 a year type thing, and then you want us to have empathy for you because you can't fucking tell between truth and satire when you're a fucking journalist and you studied that for 30 years. I was so cheese, bro.
It's literally your job,
you wouldn't even have to do it. Just like get a fucking intern, like that. They're all their job. Like, you have $10 million. Pay this guy fucking $20,000. Like it's just the audacity of you to blame. The other people again. This is what we're talking about before. Like people are just so unreal with themselves. Even when they fuck up,
your mic's a little muffled, by the way.
This is just like we were talking about before. Like even if it's people are so wrong and obviously wrong that they can't, they'd rather look like an idiot and be like, "Well, it's your fault." When it's just say my bad, man. Like you fucked up.
Yeah,
it's just it was so ridiculous. That part pissed me off so much. Perk, I can also get because he's a player. Like he's not there for his fucking. Being like a genius or whatever, but no, okay, all this is on first of all. And by the way, this happens from
yo, you might want to unplug and plug it back in. I don't know.
Oh, how about now?
It's still kind of funky.
How about now? Yeah.
It still sounds like you're talking through like a muffler or something. It sounds like you put your sweater right above your mouth and now you're speaking
right here
into your microphone.
How about now?
It's still kind of wonky. I don't know why it's doing that though. All right. Well, whilst you're trying to fix that, though, I will say it's a little bit better. Like, I can hear you, but it's not like it's not the same quality as it was before.
Okay. Well, we're gonna have to roll with it for a bit.
All right.
you go for now.
Yeah, I was just gonna say. So Jason McIntyre was one of the people who came out and said he was calling Ballsack Sports a loser and being like, how much of a loser do you have to be putting out this fake information and stuff like that? And I was actually, like, I wasn't enraged because Jason McIntyre is a hack himself. Like, he was one of the guys who was talking mad shit about the Raptors winning the championship that year, yeah, saying that they didn't deserve to win it and all that BS or whatever. So he's always had a pretty bad outlook when it comes to sports and, like, takes. And, like, that's how he even got famous in the first place, because he was giving
wrong and fucking way out of, like, over the top.
Exactly. So he was giving, like, very terrible takes and shit like that. So it didn't surprise me that he came out and say this. But like you had said, it's not hard to do because it's on the job of the producer. Like, I as a producer, like, I remember when I was producing – at sports and stuff, it was my job to find the stuff that we're going to talk about on the show. Yeah. So it's technically the producer's fault because they're the ones who find the material, and then you also run it with the talent as well too. So it does fall on both, because both parties are supposed to go through the material.
A conglomerate, though, like, it's just unexcusable on every end for that company.
For sure. And especially a company that size that makes millions of dollars, like, it's not that hard to go through Ballsack Sports Twitter and realize, oh, this isn't a real quote. This is completely made up. Like, I could understand if you got it wrong one time and made that mistake, because let's not forget, ESPN also ran a college football game
that had
a fake ass team that was not involved in the tournament that whatsoever.
Was play, I mean, they didn't do it on purpose, but it was definitely good. Good for the company, because everyone was talking about it for, like, months.
Yeah, they definitely got good publicity, but in this case, for sure, like, you've been sacked before, yeah, and if you made a mistake before, it shouldn't be something that you continually make multiple times through. So that's where they kind of fucked up. It's on the producers to be able to do that, but then it's also on whoever else is involved with the show, because you all go through that process of, here's what we're gonna run through the show. So everyone who's involved in the show knows what's going on. So it's an entire, like you said, it's an entire company at fault. And then the second thing I just want to say real quick was that, like, yeah, we're in the age of information. I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you should be smarter and all that stuff. We're also in the age of misinformation. Like, a lot of misinformation gets passed just as easily as good information gets passed. So we're supposed to do due diligence and, like, make sure to check stuff. And that's why now, like, if I ever retweet or, like, look into something, like, I always read the comments just to also see what people say about it, just to, like, make sure it's, like, oh, this is accurate. Because there's been times, like, I've retweeted something that's not accurate, and then I've read in the comments, someone be like, oh, yeah, this isn't true. And I instantly remove my retweet because I'm like, okay, it's bullshit. So I'm not going to roll with it. So,
yeah. Honestly, I don't think I've ever got, like, on that. Well, like, because I like doing that. Like, I like even writing, like, satire and that shit. So it's my jam. But I'm so, like, if I'm going to take a hot opinion or whatever on that, like, I feel like I know all the signs to know, like, this, like, if I have an inkling that it's not true, then I, like, just triple check before I want to, like, retweet it or whatever, right? Too. And it's just, like, I've never got on that. So how the fuck, like, you have a whole staff in that, you know what I mean? If it's, like, an independent journalist or something, like, okay, whatever. But the audacity to make all this money, blame other people, and then do that, it's kind of ridiculous. And it falls in line with what I said. I was saying this, I think I posted this last week. Like if you're feeling, like, unconfident about going into jobs and doing things, just remember how stupid and shitty people, like, high up are and fuck up and stuff too. Like, I feel like so many, like, millennials in that are just like, oh, like, that imposter syndrome type thing. And it's like,
yeah,
look really hard at the top of all these things and, like, be like, I could do better than this person type thing. It is the truth. Like, people get there from networking and just believing in themselves, and they shouldn't and stuff too. And that's how you get shit like that on ESPN. You just hire people for the wrong reason.
Yeah, and a lot of people get these jobs just because of people they know. Yeah, it's not exactly, like, necessarily their talent. Just
remember, like,
that. So
I don't know. I just feel like that our age demographic has the worst of, like, that imposter syndrome, like I don't know if I can be here and stuff. And it's like boomers were confident for no reason.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is because of the fact that like the landscape of our jobs has completely changed.
Yeah, and it's so much
now.
More competitive and stuff too.
Yeah, it's way more competitive. You don't get, and you like, it's not where you get a degree and you go into the job that you got a degree for type shit. Like now you get a degree and it's like, oh, like I can get a job in something completely different. Yeah, exactly. Like back in the day, I was like, oh, I went to school, I got this. Like that's enough to tell you that I have what it takes to run this job. So they get a job like almost instantaneously. Yeah. Once you get a degree, now it's like everyone has a degree. So like, that's not the thing that differentiates you from
well,
the
like,
other people.
I was meeting with
the
client today even. And I was like it's natural because you just grow up being like, oh, I did this in school, but they're expecting someone like with all this like experience. So I don't even talk with like, they don't care what the fuck I did at school. You know what I mean? Like, I don't talk like, but before like, oh, I went to my, I went to fucking whatever this like good, like U of Toronto or whatever. And it's like, oh, that says something. But like now I'm like, you sound like a noob if you just talk about what school, like everyone, like, you know what I mean? It's like having two graduate degrees and I'm still like, I'm not even gonna bring that up because it like, you know what I mean? And that's how much different times are and stuff too. Like, I remember when I first went to college, everyone was like, you just say like you went to SFU and like it's good and stuff. And that was like 12 years ago. Now it's like, you don't even talk about that shit.
Doesn't mean shit.
So it's definitely different, but yeah, not to get off track there.
Yeah. So last story before we close it out real quick, OVO Fest is back. So Drake has announced, OVO Fest. Reading from Blog.to, Drake announced on his social media, that OVO Fest will be returning for 3 days on the last weekend of July until August long weekend, which is the regular time that he normally does it. New this year, the Hip Hop Festival will be held at two venues, actually. On the first, the festival kicks off with a showcase of all Canadian North Stars on Thursday, which will be at his own venue, History. And then North Star, and then the other 2 days will be held at Budweiser Stage. So the Chris Brown and Little Baby tour that comes to Toronto, that'll be headlining for that weekend. And then on then the next day, it'll be featuring Young Money reunion with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj on Monday. So this obviously has sparked the internet back up because OVO Fest has not been around for the past 3 years, I think now. I think 2019 was the last one. So we're back in business. And these tickets go on sale Friday. So by the time you hear this, or well, unless you're listening tonight, but Friday morning, they happen to go on sale. They're definitely going to be sold out immediately because there's never a time where OVO Fest tickets do not go out fast. And that's also the same weekend of Caravana weekend. So obviously a bunch of Americans are going to be in our city as well too. So it's going to be hard to get tickets and they're definitely going to be super expensive. Resales are probably going to go for like well over 1,000, I would guess. Especially since this is the last one since 2019. And there's a Young Money reunion with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. You know, the Barbs are going to be out in force as well too, but it's good to see him have it back. But I just want to note that my boss's leak information was actually very accurate because not only is OVO Fest making a return, but he is doing a tour for 2023, which is supposed to be OVO related. So I thought that was going to happen this year, like after OVO Fest. I thought it was going to be OVO Fest starts it off and then it goes into 2022, but Drake on his Instagram post has said he's going to do something in 2023 for them. So the States is going to get a different kind of showing in 2023. But yeah, very accurate information. It's going to be exciting just for the fact that obviously it's that weekend. I'm not going to be going, but I went to the one in 20. My last one was 2017.
Would you not even go?
Which is pretty good.
I guess you got a vacation. But normally, would you not even try to go if you could get tickets for regular price?
Yeah, normally I still wouldn't go because I don't know, Young Money tour, like I'm not like, yeah, I don't know. I tend to judge what OVO Fest I want to go to by which acts are coming out. And I've already seen Wayne to an extent. Like I haven't seen a full set from Wayne. So I mean maybe I would be tempted because I haven't seen a full Wayne set, but I've seen him perform some songs. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think that this is enough of a lineup to draw me in. So even if I wasn't going on vacation, I still wouldn't be interested that much. Because the tickets are stupid expensive too. So unless I was able to get a ticket at a reasonable price, like if I was in line, I got a decent ticket, I'd get it. But if not, I would just give up on that. Like, yeah. I wouldn't go for the resales or anything like that.
I, for me, like, I'm actually hyped about it because, I don't know, like, the one of the best concerts I went to when I was, like, I remember it was the first, like, one of the big Young Money ones. It was Lil Wayne, Nicki, and Drake. And it was such a good time. And then I also like that era of Drake. Like, I don't like where he's gone lately. So I miss those, like, back in the day in that too, and Lil Wayne's always a big...
Yeah, some of those songs will definitely bang. Definitely,
like, I don't know, I'm just saying it definitely appeals to me. I'm trying to push up coming to Toronto just so I can go, because I might have a little money at this point. So, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
So you're going to shoot for tickets tomorrow?
No, but it's...
So how are you going to go?
Because like, if I land this contract and I can pay for it easily, like, if I did, like...
It'd be like, so you just pay the resale, you mean?
It's like, yeah, you get the ball. You know what I mean? But
fair enough.
Because like, I don't know, but it'd be like 50-50 in a week or two. So it is what it is. Anyways, yeah, no, I like it. I was excited. It's good. Honestly, I'm just like, the thing too, it might be too wild. Like, there's definitely going to be a shooting or something. Like, that we haven't had this in like, this, it, we went 2 years without it and all those festivals, no Caravan or anything too. So I think it's going to, something bad is going to happen there, calling that now.
You think something bad's going to happen?
Yeah, I think like people are acting a fool just in general. And this is like Toronto's thing. And you're going to get so many fucking those people that are like just the worst at those concerts and festivals too. So that's why I'm like, some shit's going to go down. People are doing like carjackings out in public and stuff now. Like idiots are there. So and
yeah, but that, I think part of that's just because of the state of the world.
Yeah, no, I know. But, well, exactly, but this is the state of the world.
But yeah, and, I don't think that
I know there's always shootings like Caravana, but wasn't there, has it happened?
Not always, but there's definitely, and then the last it definitely time had some time too,
so you know what I mean, now we've been locked up for 2 years, so Travis Scott shit, like someone gets like stomped out. Like, of course, that would be my death. Like, face down in the mud, dying in front of Nicki Minaj. Like, so, so I'm just like, but I do want to go. Obviously, I'm not saying that'll put me off. I miss Toronto a lot right now, especially during the summer. Here's beautiful and nice, but I've done the hiking and all that now. So I want to like hang around people and go to concerts. So that's why I'm like itching for it. But also, don't think he's going to have some surprise people too, right? That there's always people.
Yeah, there's going to be surprise guests for sure. There's never not a time where he doesn't bring out some surprise people.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's one of the biggest stages. Like
the lineup was like less than usual that they told you about.
Yeah. Most of the time, there's a lot more acts on it. But that's what, like you were just saying, though. I think that because of the fact that he left off some of them, like, I think a lot of those are probably going to be surprise guests as well, too.
I think he's going to try and go hard. It's been so long, so... Like, there might be some, like, crazy shit or whatever. Like,
yeah, like, I guess if Tory's in Toronto, I'd probably guess that he would come out. Yeah,
a little reunion there, and then maybe you grab someone like ASAP or Kendrick or something. I mean, obviously, wouldn't happen, but, like, still. So, that's also why I kind of want to go. And I've been locked in. I haven't gone to a concert really yet. So, yeah, I'm for it. I like the lineup. God is good. Life is good.
Yeah, it should be interesting. That weekend especially is going to be good. I kind of wish I had the Monday off though, but it is what it is. We'll see what happens. I know, but I could, but then I'm using another day of my thing, which I don't want to. I want to save that for later on in the year.
Fucking loser. yeah.
Whatever. It'll be a chill Monday. Yeah, I might just not even show up to work.
Well, exactly.
So, okay, I'm online, and then just not That's, really like.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I do.
Oh man. But yeah, that'll do it for episode 137 of the Pops Culture Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening.
I got my Adderall back.
What were you going to say?
I've been off my ADHD meds for a month, and it was the worst month, man. Fell apart so hard. So
yeah, you mentioned that you were off for a little.
Since I was like a kid. And I was like, I can do it now. I'm good and stuff. And literally, I forgot everything. Couldn't remember anything. Couldn't do anything, so... I'm locked in now. Thank God for drugs.
Well, good to hear. Yeah, thank God for drugs. That might be the name of this episode.
Yeah, it is.
Just because of the Hunter Biden shit,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Get a nice sound bite of that, too. There we go. All right.
Well, yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. As always, continue to like, rate, review, subscribe on all major streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, Reasons FM, and now iHeartRadio. We will see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Bum, 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 bum.